I would also like to welcome you all and the people online to this service. It's really wonderful to have this satsang with all of you. And I'd like to read a passage from Whispered from Eternity by Paramahansa Yogananda. This is Prayers on the Beads of Love. I tell my prayers on the beads of love, strung with my devotion. I direct them beyond all names, God, Spirit, Brahma, Christ, Shankara, Krishna, Muhammad, Buddha, for all names are thine. And I shun no name, for I know thou dwellest in all forms. In thy cosmic dramas on the stage of time, and in thy myriad acting roles, thou hast assumed innumerable names. Behind them all, too, I know thy one changeless name, eternal, conscious, self-existent bliss. Many times have I played with thee. Many songs of thine have I sung. On the ocean bosom of thy eternal life, I've been nurtured by thee as a tiny drop of life. I remember thy warm touch through the centuries whenever, feeling the chill of separation, I turned homeward to thee. Again, in this daylight of remembrance, let me play with thee. Let me sing thy songs. And I must thank the choir for singing their songs, Swami's song. Note that in the reading, the Hosanna in the Son of David, the version on Palm Sunday, original Palm Sunday, they had Welcome the King of Israel. And in Swami's version, we don't have that, because the King of Israel is not the important part of Hosanna to the Son of David. It is blessed he that comes in the name of God. And we see, we've come to Palm Sunday. We started at Christmas and the three kings came. Babaji, Lahiri, Shrikteshwar came to at Christmas. And then Jesus taught in the temple at 12. And then he went to India, spent 18 years with Babaji, Krishna, and Lahiri, got Kriya, came back, taught it to his disciples, healed the sick, raised the dead, gave the Sermon on the Mount, fed the 5,000, and then on Palm Sunday, he came into Jerusalem. Big celebration. Happy, happy, happy. Maybe most of the people didn't understand who he was. I think, according to the Bible and to what Swamiji commented on, a proportion of them thought he was going to be the political leader of Israel. We're still dealing with that, aren't we, 2,000 years? But that wasn't what Christ was here for. Remember when he was talking to Pontius Pilate? Pontius Pilate said, "Are you a king?" And Jesus said, "I am a king, but not of this world." And then he said something to Pontius Pilate. It was really interesting. He said, "If I was a king of this world, my soldiers would have come." Because Pontius Pilate had soldiers. Christ consciousness is trying to help us all move forward, upwards. And Jesus said to him, "But my kingdom is not of this world." It only halfway went over Pontius Pilate's head, because part of him was like, "Whoa, I'm in trouble here." He tried the give us Barabbas routine. That didn't work either. So the reality of it is that the part of the Christ consciousness was played by Jesus from start to finish. And Swami Kriyananda often said to us, the masters don't come to show how great they are. They come to show how great we could be. We must be. We are doomed to be, if you will, since it's Passion Week and we're doomed. The reality of it is that each part of Christ's life is the guru showing us how to behave. I love, even as a little kid, I remember I was a little Catholic boy. Palm Sunday was big. If you don't know, Catholics get a little piece of palm on Palm Sunday, and you get to take it home and put it on your altar or on your picture of Jesus or Mary. So, sorry we don't have palms for you today, but at least you're here. But I couldn't understand, as a little boy, why Jesus wasn't revved up on Palm Sunday. It's taught that he calmly rode the donkey. Everyone was singing, not as good as these singers, but they were singing, and he was calm and centered. Now, that was one of the first insights I had into there's another dimension to this. This isn't the American way of, you know, ticker tape parades and everyone cheering because the Yankees won the World Series or something. This is the Christ consciousness, calm and centered and loving. And as Christ is riding on Palm Sunday, he's blessing people. He knows that some of them are disciples, and he rejoices in that. And he knows that some of them think he's a political candidate, and it's going completely over their head, and that's fine too, because directionally, it's Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed he who comes in the name of God. So he's blessing them. Always makes me think of, if you ever would ride with Swami Kriyananda in the car, it varied what the situation was, but I remember him when we were driving through cities, like looking out the windows of the car, and he had this blessing vibration. He's just blessing people, just people on the streets of Los Angeles, San Francisco. Just blessing people. And that's Christ. They don't really get what he's doing. The disciples do. But that really waits till Thursday at the Last Supper, where he's with the disciples and he gives them initiation. And then it goes downhill. And what is Christ's reaction at the Last Supper? He's blessing his inner circle. He's giving initiation into Kriya. He's giving him the bread and the wine. He said, do this in remembrance of me. Of Jesus? No, of Christ's consciousness. And the assignment that we have in Holy Week is we have to be like Christ. We have to be calm and centered, and we have to concentrate on the good parts of the movie, because we don't need the bad parts of the movie. There's always going to be bad parts of the movie. There's always going to be darkness. Give us Barabbas, a trial. He's convicted of saying that he's the king of the Jews, but what he really said, he's the Son of God. But you all are the Son of God. We all are the sons and daughters of God. The Buddhists, the Christians, the Jews, the Muslims, we're all the children of one Father, one Mother. And when we watch Christ, and we watch Yogananda, and we watch Kriyananda, and we watch our teachers and our predecessors, we realize that the task is a difficult one. We have to be calm, even-minded, and cheerful. Mostly what we have to do is we have to wipe away the Maya. We have to concentrate on making vanish the veils of light and shade. We have to concentrate on the omnipresent light, and that's what Christ did. So at the Last Supper, he's celebrating, and then they take him to the Garden of Gethsemane, and Peter gets mad and cuts the guard's ear off with a sword. So Christ touches him and heals him, which would be evidence that he may be a holy man after all, but it was missed. That's okay. That's the way it goes. We can't expect that the world is going to recognize the goodness and the teachings of the masters. And so you just give them as much as you can. So Christ is riding the donkey. He's smiling. He's blessing them. He's receiving their hosannas, and he's blessing them with love. And he's consciously lifting them towards Christ consciousness. And he knew on Sunday that on Friday he'd be walking through the streets and everyone would be watching him carry a cross. He knew. But he's even-minded and cheerful. He's watching it from the point of view of his center, from his spiritual eye, and that's what we have to do. It's a really weird time to be alive. We have a world that is collapsing around us. We have innumerable wars going on. Human rights are violated on a moment-by-moment basis. So if we want to concentrate on that, it's going to pull us down into the waves of light and dark and the mirage, the dim sensory mirage. But at the same time, the light of Christ consciousness never goes out and never dims. And we practice meditation at the point between the eyebrows. We hold to that reality, and we have to hold to it if we're going to resurrect ourselves by next Sunday. And we're going to do it. We can do it, but we have to put out the effort. We have to make it a constant practice to sing Hosanna to the Son of David. If you want to, you can just keep singing it all week. Just keep the song going. I don't know if you can sing it as well as was sung this morning, but again, God accepts what we can give, and sing with the consciousness of God. Sing joy, 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 joy. Ever new joy. Even when you come upon a newscast or a violent ex-whatever, fellow worker, I always have to say that I work with all disciples, so I never have disgruntled ex-workers coming to into the office. I never have people yelling at each other at work. Work is serving the guru, and it's a wonderful, joyous exercise of serving in a humble way. Okay, not very important in the worldly view, but that's okay. God enjoys it. God, it's offering to the guru. So sing joy, joy, joy all the time. Practice Hong Sao when you can. Practice it every day in formal meditation. But try and keep that consciousness of Christ, of that joy, and that consciousness that Swamiji gave us. I never saw Swamiji become upset with someone. I did see him correct people, and I'm thinking in the 40 years I was with him, I can think of three occasions where he had to correct someone. So it wasn't a common event. But every once in a while, he would say to someone, including me, no, you didn't do this right. Do it this way. You got it? Okay, got it. Okay, good. Let's keep going. And that's the way that the masters correct us. They correct us with love and kindness. But I would have to admonish all of you that I want you to keep that same attitude towards yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. If you make a mistake, you made a mistake. Get up. Don't do it again if you can. Try to correct yourself. I've had a couple of instances recently where a wonderful, sincere disciple was saying, well, they're mad at themselves. I say, no, stop that. That's not what Christ was doing. Christ just corrected Peter, healed the ear, and just went about his business. He also told him, you're going to deny me three times in the next 6 hours and before sunrise, and I've prayed for you, so it's okay. And of course, he did. He blew it, and then he felt terrible. But Christ just wanted him to get over it. We have to hold to the reality of the Christ consciousness. We have to play the part of the Christ consciousness, just as Jesus did from start to finish. We have to play that part in our lives. We have to be living embodiments of Christ consciousness. If we fall short one day, that's okay. Swami Kriyananda was the most patient man I ever worked with. He was constantly, okay, let's try it again. Take 6, take 20, take 30. Just because the Christ consciousness is in eternity. Past, present, future, no more for me. It's not, we've got to get this right today. We're going to try to get this right today, and we're going to try again tomorrow. And if it takes a long, long time, it's okay, because the Christ consciousness is there. Joy, 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 ever new joy. It's ever new. It's a new experience. And we always see, as we see on Easter morning, that this week of drama which starts out so promisingly on Palm Sunday and goes completely downhill till Friday, then starts to make a nice smooth out on Saturday, and Sunday, it's all good. And for the next 40 days, Jesus keeps the body, and he walks around. What's the first thing he says on Easter morning to the three women that come? He throws them a riddle. Why do you seek the living among the dead? Oh, it just dawns on him slowly that, no, in retrospect, I can see it. In retrospect, we can see it. In retrospect, we'll be able to see why this world currently is in such a death spiral, so much anger, so much hatred, so much division, so much arguing, because it's drawing people and pushing people to the light, to answers. Ananda.org has never had as much interest as we have right now. And next week it'll be more. Because when there's suffering and darkness and sorrow, a certain number of people embrace it, but a certain number of people go, there's got to be a better way. When we need you, you descend. We turn to it. So practice the love of Christ. And in an especially negative situation, put especially more love into that situation. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Really valuable prayer. You're probably going to need it many, many times in the next few months. Use it. That's why he gave it to us. He gave it to us from the ultimate. We don't have to go through the crucifixion, hopefully. But we do need to embody the Christ consciousness. And we need to change our approach to life. You're all disciples. Well, and newcomers, truth seekers. That's a big, big step. Sri Kanamata one time said, it takes very, very, very good karma even to want to learn to meditate. Wow, is that great or what? It pushes people to get away from the darkness when the darkness is severe. So there's severe darkness. So there's unimaginable hatred. But what's more hatred than crucifying an avatar? You know, it's interesting, though. Marie and I were thinking about this. Krishna was attacked to be killed. First, he was born in prison. He was going to be executed. Then he had to fight with Kamsa. Kamsa wanted to kill him. Ravana tried to kill Rama. Gandhi was assassinated. So this is maybe a dangerous business to be an avatar or a saint. Maybe there's a certain level of danger that we don't have to face. But we have severe pulls on our heart. We watch our friends die. We watch terrible injustices. But if we pull into that Christ consciousness, we see it differently. And we need to see it differently. We need to see it from the point of view of the point between the eyebrows. Master, in the poem Samadhi, described in detail aspects of that saint, of that state. And he recommended not only that we read it or listen to it, but that we imagine ourselves in that state every day. And that is really important. Feel that you are done with the veils of light and shade, tranquil, unbroken thrill, eternally living, ever new peace. We had a Sevaka retreat yesterday at Crystal Hermitage, and we played the tape of Swami Kriyananda with the background music reading the poem Samadhi. Now, in the 1970s, the monks used to meditate at Crystal Hermitage every Saturday, and we would play that same tape. And it's like, wow. So for 50 years, we've been trying to go into Samadhi, and we're not there yet, but we are much closer than we are. Day by day, we move forward. And we need, whether this is the first time you've ever been to Sunday service or you've been to service every day of your adult life, the reality of it is, it's not far away. It's as close as our love and our kindness can pull it. And remember, the masters are trying as hard as they can and as skillfully as they can to give us that touch of light. They are trying to reach us. We're trying to get it. This is going to work by longer, deeper, thirsty, guru-given meditation comes this celestial samadhi. Have a wonderful Palm Sunday. Have a wonderful Holy Thursday. Have a wonderful Good Friday. And have a wonderful Easter Sunday service. God bless you all. Thank you.
Sing out Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed he that cometh in the name of God. Sing out Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed he that cometh in the name of God. Sing out Hosanna in the highest. Sing Hosanna to the Lord. Sing out Hosanna in the highest. Sing Hosanna to the Lord. Sing out Hosanna.
Sing out Hosanna.
Blessed he that cometh in the name of God. Sing out Hosanna.
Sing out Hosanna.
Blessed he that cometh in the name of God. Sing out Hosanna.
Sing out Hosanna.
Blessed he that cometh in the name of God. Sing out Hosanna.
Sing out Hosanna.